Welcome to Burn Bright Today, Burn Brighter Tomorrow with me, your quantum wealth and wellness expert, Jennifer J. Marcinelli, bringing to you a holistic healing revolution, eradicating exhaustion and renewing your whole life. Whether you're a corporate executive or homemaker, exhaustion and burnout have no boundaries. I bring over 30 years of wellness and wealth expertise to this hit show, specializing in helping leaders recover from burnout and transforming themselves into the prosperous executives they were meant to be. When it comes to burnout, I have a simple philosophy. When you have energy problems, you need energy solutions. You don't have to accept chronic mood swings and exhaustion as normal. You can go from stress, anxiety, depression, chronic pain and illness to burning bright today and burning brighter tomorrow. Burn Bright Today starts right now. So glad you're all here today. Hello from Houston, bright and shiny Houston. And we're going to do some things a little differently today. So the entire topic is eradicating exhaustion. It is time to get serious about self-leadership. But here's what I'd like to do. I love hearing from you. And first of all, thank you to everyone who called the office last week. And what I want to make sure we do is I can get to where I can actually talk with everybody. I was inundated with a response. So thank you for that. But call into the show. I would love to talk with you live on the air. 1-800-930-2819. And if you can't call in to Transformation Talk Radio, get on social media at Burn Bright Today and start talk and ask your questions. Start engaging and talking with me on the platform because I really want to answer your questions and hear from you and also learn what you would like for me to address. So also, I'm going to be speaking a little more slowly. Got some feedback from some of our listeners that I tend to get a little bit excited and I have a volume enhancer and I speed demon. That's why, and you know, my MBA, that's why they called me Taz. So I'll be speaking a little more slowly. So welcome to the show. We've got a lot to cover today. We're going to be talking about eradicating exhaustion, and it is time to get serious. S-I-R-I-U-S about self-leadership. We've got a lot of really beautiful, uplifting, empowering cosmic energies coming in. So I'm going to start today with an energy update. We're going to spend quite a bit of time on the show on this because there's so much to unpack here. So first of all, August is a 13 universal month. So in numerology, August is a 13 universal month. The 8 plus 20 plus 21, 8, 20, 21 equals 13, which is the number of the divine feminine. That's also the number that supports flow in the natural order of the cosmos, the natural order of events, or what I call divine right timing. And everyone who's been on the show with me the last couple of years knows everything is about the balancing and rebalancing and empowerment of the divine feminine. And just as a reminder, it's not about necessarily being incarnated in a female body right now, because every single soul in a human experience, we are divine beings having a human experience, and we have to have a balance of the divine feminine and the sacred masculine. So just as a refresher, we're not talking about just the divine feminine in a female body. That's very important for clarity on that. So let's talk about some of the gifts that from a numerology perspective, the number 13 brings with us. The number 13 is about a rebirth. And the number 13 reduces to 4, which is also the number about structure. And we basically have 4 cycles. We plant a seed, we grow the seed, we gather our energy and we bring it to harvest. Then after harvest, everything goes to sleep. It dies off so that we can then let go and begin anew. And I just want to share with you what I've been seeing in my practice. Every single client that's been working with me in person for the last few months, a major theme that's coming up in everyone's sessions, the Gemstone Diamond Therapy, vibrational medicine, modalities, along with the divine guidance of their spiritual guides, is how important it is to allow things to end. Everything has a natural cycle. Everything needs to die off and end in its own time. Some cycles are longer than others. So we talked a lot about that last week, about learning when to say when and when to walk away. A big part of what my clients are experiencing right now is learning to leave, learning that it is okay to leave when we need to. So we're going to talk a lot about that. It's certainly in the forecast. But I just want to reiterate, the number 13 in the Divine Feminine is truly about empowerment. It is about powerful energies coming in for us to remember that we are divine beings, that we are sovereign, sacred beings having a human experience, and we're here to learn and grow. So we're talking about this. So right now, what you might be noticing in your life, if you're really aligned with the divine plan, divine right timing, and divine right action, is you may be noticing that you're going through, things are ending and something new is beginning. For example, you might be embarking on a new career. You might be moving to a new home or even a new city, a short long distance travel, something like that. Or you may be meeting new people. There may be even new romantic relationships starting right now. But really, this is about new opportunities, and it's about empowering yourself to step up into the new opportunity, because new opportunities don't come in at the level we're at. That's the old energy. It's up to us to step up into our new lives. And this can be a very powerful spiritual exercise that you can do, help yourself step up. So let's talk about, the sun's been in Leo since mid-July, and now Sunday, yesterday, 8/8/2021, 8/8 is the Lion's Gate. Let's talk about the information coming in on the Lion's Gate, because Leo is a royal sign. It's ruled by the sun from itself. And a part of what moon in Leo, along with sun in Leo, is about breaking free from your past. Now, for me, this is a fabulous thing, and it's very welcome. Everybody knows what I've been through the last 3 years, and it is done. It is gone. It is over. And I'm now fully into these new energies of my new life. And I can just share with you, the energy is joyful. It's empowering. 5D Plus is an amazing place. I've done it. My clients have done it. And you can too. So breaking free from your past, energetically speaking, do you know what it feels like when you finally let go of something that has been a weight pressing on your shoulders? And when you finally let go of it, it's like this huge sense of relief. And sometimes we're wondering, why did I not let go? What took me so long? Okay. So July was a month where we had some more restrictive energies. And now August, the first week of August, has brought this expansive energies, and with Uranus bringing up changes that force us to break out of old habits or old thought patterns or old beliefs that we need to let go of. It is finally time to move on, and it feels so good. So it's a time of saying goodbye for things that no longer serve you, releasing your past with as much grace as possible. And, you know, what if that thing that you need to let go is actually a person? It is very possible and probable that an actual person is involved. All right. So the new moon in Leo that started yesterday also landed on 8/8, the Lion's Gate, which opens up the Sirius gateway. Sirius, the bright, it becomes very bright in our eastern sky. So right now, Sirius is the brightest star in the sky. You cannot miss it. All right. And it's been well known for thousands and thousands of years. Many ancient cultures, especially Egypt, aligned their harvest and fortune with the 8/8 Lion's Gate, that the star Sirius aligns with the Pyramid of Giza and Orion's Belt. So there's a lot of positive energy supporting each person on Earth right now to make any changes, those of us who are ready. So I'm really just going to encourage and empower you that to really do your inner check and surf these energies if it feels right, if there's a big change or a risk that you're being guided to take, because now's the time. And the more that you can do this from joy, and the more that you have a childlike wonderment and an enthusiasm stepping forward into this change, the more successful that you're going to be. And a big key component about this is trusting that the divine has your back. Trust that you're doing the right thing. Trusting that you're following your inner guidance, even if you don't know the next step. Everything does not have to be completely clear. That's okay. It's like Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom when he took that step, or it may have been Crystal Skull when he took the step and then the bridge appears. It's a lot like that. All right. 8-8 celebrates a big sense of strength. And an 8 turned on its side is also the sign of infinity. So eternal life, immortality, infinite possibilities, because as soul, as a divine being, we have absolutely unlimited potential. So now is an amazing time to step into your empowerment and make that change. And if you've got big dreams and the courage to follow through for it, there is success and abundance and wealth to be had. I'm doing it, my clients are doing it, and you can too. So this energy is about leadership, courage, and new beginnings. It is a great time to start something new, a new career, a new project, a new hobby, a new health and fitness routine, or even going back to school. And next segment, we're about to take a short break, but when we come back from break, let's talk about it is time to get back to learning. And if it's your time to get back in school at any age or any education level, now's the time. So let's take a short break. And when we come back, it's all about learning. Talk to you soon.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Hey folks, welcome back. It's Burn Bright today, Burn Brighter tomorrow with Jennifer J. And hello from Houston. So glad you're here. And I just want to make sure that one of the things that's most important to me as a professional is to always make sure I give full credit to those people those researchers and those experts that I learn from. So I'm going to ask Malia, our producer, we're going to put up, I have been working with Tanya Gabrielle, wealth astronumerologist. I've been following her work for a couple of years now, and I had the opportunity to work directly with her as a private client all of 2020. So we're going to put up her website, tanyagabrielle.com. And I'd like to also refer you to the Premium Wealth Forecast. This is a product that she provides. She is, I believe, one of the foremost wealth astronumerologists. She brings astrology and numerology together. This is where I've done a lot of my learning. I am not certified as a numerologist or certified as an astrologer, so I look a lot to those experts. So visit her site, check out her Premium Wealth Forecast, and see if that's something you might want to invest in for yourself. But this is how I learn and how I follow it. The other referral that I want to give is cosmic updates, especially the breaking free from your past and the new moon in Leo horoscope. So we're putting in cosmicupdates.com. And if you take a look at the blog by Heidi Campbell, there's a lot of really good information there. And as always, do your own inner check and see if this resonates with you at this time. These are the folks, some of the folks that I work with. And I have found this information to be right in alignment and resonating with me according to divine plan, divine right timing, and divine right action. So enjoy those referrals. And thank you, Tanya. And thank you, Heidi. All right, let's talk about self-leadership. And we've got a caller in the queue. Thank you, Marsha. We're going to be putting you on here in just a bit. But before we get Marsha on and see what questions that she has and what she's up to, I'm really looking forward to hearing what she has to say. We're going to talk about going back to school, because I'd like to share with you, you know, confessions of a holistic nurse, right? A little bit of my journey and where I am in the process, because we're down here on Earth. We are here to learn. We're not supposed to ever stop learning. This is a part of the Aquarian age, is to get us back into the, it's to give ourselves permission to learn. We no longer are in the Pisces age where we're expected to come into these jobs and know everything already. I see this a lot with my clients that are in the millennial generation. They're so brilliant that they get put into these big jobs and expected to save the world at these companies, and they need to be given time to learn their job, learn the social structure, and learn business acumen. So it's now a time to get back to learning. So I would like to just share a little bit of my personal professional life with you and bring you, invite you along on this journey. As we talked about last week, I have been looking at doctoral programs for the last several months. And I am now officially, since July, a doctoral student at North Central University, go NCU, out of La Jolla. And one of the reasons I chose this program to get a doctorate in psychology is that, first of all, it's 100% online, and it's 100% inclusive, and it's one-on-one instructor. At the doctoral level for this program, for my program, there is no group work, because Lord knows I did enough of that at the MBA level. And what I need right now is to work with someone that's PhD trained and an expert that I can have one-on-one mentorship, training, and guiding, as because what a part of what I'm doing with my PhD now is formally and scientifically studying the work that I've been doing in my practice these last few years. We're going to study it, gather empirical evidence, qualitative and quantitative evidence, and formally publish these results as a PhD. So welcome along on the making of Dr. Jen, all right? And let's talk a little bit about this, because how I got here today. So regardless of where you are in your educational career, maybe you're just coming out of high school, maybe you are working on your associate degree, or you're already in a four-year program, or you're at the MBA level, or you're in nursing school, this might apply to you. Because just so you know, all of this started with an associate's degree. I was 17 years old when I graduated high school. I was very young and on my own. And when many of my schoolmates were going on to four-year colleges paid for by parents or supported by parents, I was on my own, had no idea what I was doing. And I started at, you know, Hill Junior College in Cleburne, Texas, taking one class at a time because I was working full-time and that's all I could afford. And I just got to say, it took me a few years. But I got my associate degree in liberal arts in 1995, which helped me land a job that made 20% increase in my salary from what I was making at the time. which then gave me the ability to get into my bachelor's of science in nursing at a very prestigious University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, and then immediately went into a master's in business administration at Laterno University, a private non-denominational university in Houston. And now, of course, years later, I graduated my MBA in 2002, now in a doctoral program, at the ripe age, at the end of the month, turning 53. So it's perfect timing. Love this program. And what I would suggest, if you are considering going back to school, first of all, let's bust a couple of myths. There are some myths out there. There's a school of thought that you don't have to have an education to make good money, which is true. But there are, I don't know that there's a lot of evidence supporting that, but there is a school of thought, and there are people who have foregone education and made big money. It's true. But there are other benefits to also consider. Number one, education. We are here to learn. So you're broadcasting to the universe that you're here to learn, and you're actively learning. It's cumulative. Everything that you learn, you can apply at work the next day. And I would invite you and encourage you to find a way, whatever class you're studying, learn how to talk about it. Learn how to start applying it to work the very next day. Now, it all started with an associate degree program, and it all starts with choosing the program that's right for you, whether you are doing an online high school program, an associate degree, a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, or even a doctorate. But one thing I would say is only you know the right program for you. And it may not be what your mind thinks it is, or what somebody else wants you to think it is. But I would really just encourage you, do your own due diligence. Talk to the enrollment specialist. Really get to know them and let them get to know you a bit. And talk to a counselor to make sure that the program is a good fit for you, and that there are financial support, perhaps financial aid, or scholarships available, and maybe perhaps you need a one-on-one learning environment, which I do, or perhaps you do need the group work and that's where you are. But I would really encourage you to take your time and make sure you fit the program that is right for you, and you'll know it, and really rely on that. And as always, you can always talk this over with your spiritual guides, your inner team. All right, so this is how it all started. I didn't come here from the very beginning and get all the way here. It was a long road, and it's worth every minute, because now my next book will have PhD after it, and it opens up a lot of doors that haven't been opened before. And once you get to the level up of creating something new and adding to the overall education, the overall contributor to society, your entire life changes and opens up. So maybe you are a board certified holistic nurse and been toying with the idea of getting a doctorate. Maybe now's the time to consider it, because the energies of this 8-8 Lionsgate and the Leo new moon will really support taking risk and moving forward if there's something you've always dreamed of doing. And later in the month, we'll talk about it in the weeks to come, there are also supportive energies that will help you find creative ways to make it happen. For example, financial aid, scholarships, philanthropy. Maybe you go to work for a corporation that has tuition reimbursement. New ideas opening up, and a new way you can do it that works really well for you. All right, so I would like to, let's go ahead, I think, and go on, take a break here, because I'm really looking forward to talking to Marsha. So let's go take a break. And when we come back, we're taking our first caller. So, all right, everyone, take a break and call in if you want to, 1-800-930-2819, or pop on social media at Burn Bright Today and start communicating. I want to hear from you. Talk to you here in a bit.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit natashaordnedo.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Guess what? You don't need to wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action, and I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose, so why not now? We will use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal-setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life and take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefullyhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Hey there, Burn Brighters. Welcome back. And we've got our first caller on the line, Marsha. Marsha, you're live on the air, sweetheart. What's going on?
Oh, I think
Malia, looks like we're having some technical difficulties.
Yep, I think she just disconnected.
Okay.
We'll try to get her back on.
All right, Marsha, we'll get you back on here in just a moment. Malia, if you'll let me know when we have that caller back, or we can roll to a next caller if we need to. Just cut in anytime and let me know when she's here. All right, so if you've got something new going on, and maybe you know that there's a change that you need to make, or a limiting thought, or a habit, or a person that is time to leave from your life, but you're really having a hard time making that change. Why is that? All right, so sometimes we run into barriers or obstacles, or we feel stuck. So let's talk about this, because I can share what I've been through personally, and I can also share what I see in my private practice at Burn Bright today, is that some folks, the last stage of letting go is trying to get past the anger, trying to get past the anger band and get out past the hurt. And we've talked a lot about my forgiveness campaign, and sometimes we can forgive and forgive, but then we run into the energetic issues of the last stage of being to cut those ties and get the last of the wisdom so that we can let go. So I am thrilled that we've got Marsha back on the line. So let's go to Marsha. And if we have time, we're going to come back to this topic about moving past the pain and, you know, escaping our anger. And if we don't make it on today's show, we're going to open up with that next week. So Marsha, do we have you live, please, dear?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Loudly and clearly. So glad you're here. What is on your mind?
Gosh, you know, thank you so much for the show. I started listening to you at the beginning, and you've just packed so much into that first segment. I mean, you're talking about, you know, knowing when to lead and make that change. You just mentioned forgiveness, you know, leadership, courage. Oh my God, this is so relatable and so timely for me. But there are people out there who are listening to you right now, and it doesn't matter what the challenge is, they will know when to go ahead with change, whether it's education, as you mentioned. You know, I can certainly relate to that. Whether it's, you know, making a decision to buy that home, like just putting the fear behind you. And the reason why I'm calling is because, you know, I'm one of those people who I don't ever make changes or act on things until I feel the time is right. You know, I live by my intuition, and that's how I make decisions. And taking a big step to finally, to finally go through the process of divorce. And this is tremendous for me. And so, you know, it's not something that I made a rush decision. Decisions should never be made that way. And like I said, always knowing when the time is right, but most importantly, don't be led by fear. So thank you so much for this incredible topic.
Well, thank you for sharing this, you know, this vulnerable personal story that's going on in your life. It takes a lot of courage to come on the air live. We've got millions of people listening to this. So, and thank you for sharing, because I believe you're exactly right. What I'm seeing in my private practice, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of people right now are experiencing. So, and I don't want to ask you to overshare, but is there something specific would you like to, and we'll hold the part, anything private you wish to hold private, but is there some part that you would like to share with the listeners? How did you know that it was time to make this big decision that you needed to make? For example, you mentioned that you made the decision to move forward with the divorce. How did you know that it was divine plan, divine right timing, and divine right action to actually take action on this? Is that something you feel comfortable sharing? And if not, we can go to another topic.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Anyone who knows me, they know that I am someone who I'm intuitive. And this is a part of me that I take very, very seriously. I just kind of felt like everything started falling into place. You know, I felt the energy. I felt, you know, there were certain things that started happening to where I started getting the emotional support that I didn't have for the last how many years. Being able to start talking about it publicly is something that I would have never done until I felt, you know, that the time was right to do so. And so that was my signal. That was my signal from the universe that I really needed to take the step, because fear was leading the entire time. And I needed to take fear out of it and do what's best, you know, for me. And so this is a big decision. This is not, you know, deciding what to cook for dinner here.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I was just saying I've had to make that big decision myself, as all of the Burn Bright Today community knows. And I know that for me, once I had my own clarifying moment, when I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that I had to file for a divorce, once I got that clarity and I got past the fear and the unknown, like, is this the right thing? Is this not the right thing? there was this huge weight that lifted off of my shoulders because I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that's the right decision for me at the right time. And everybody knows that my divorce was very challenging, unexpectedly messy, and very painful. But all of that unfolded in a way that was for the greater good of all concerned. There was so much involved. I was ending karmic patterns. I had to learn a higher way to love. I had to learn boundaries. I had to learn what a healthy romantic relationship should actually look like, because I don't know about you, but I grew up with a lot of dysfunction in my family, so I thought this was normal. And I thought that we're supposed to make excuses for people behaving badly because we love them, which is a whole other segment of the show and probably a show into itself. So I don't know if some of that relates to you as well, but I know for me that once I got that moment of clarity, I was able to move forward, and it gave me the strength and the energy to say, okay, the time is now, it's right now, I can do this. And putting past fear was huge, huge. So is that something you'd like to even talk a little bit more about? Like, do you have an understanding or a name or a label for what fears you faced? Any specific fear or anything particular that you had to come to grips with?
So, Jennifer, you were breaking up so bad. I mean, I heard some of what you were saying, but the reception on, you know, the audio coming into me wasn't very clear. So I didn't hear the last part. If you ask the question, do you want to repeat just the last part for me?
Yeah. And thank you for your patience with, evidently we're having some technical difficulties. So thank you for your patience. You know, technology is really great when it works great. So I was just really describing that, you know, I had to come to that point of clarity of when I knew it was the right decision to file for divorce and what it felt like once I knew to make that decision and the relief that I felt. But there, I absolutely had to get past fear. So I was just asking if there was something in particular that, was there a specific fear that you had to face? Could you put a name on it or list it or classify it in a way that might be helpful to others?
Oh my God, yes. You know, I grew up in that kind of environment where, you know, you just didn't share your personal business. You know, you had to be worried about what others would think. And, you know, the fact that this was, you know, was my second marriage. I mean, you know, you just don't want people to look down on you, and all of those things played in my head. There was also an emotional side of me that just wanted, you know, the best for, you know, the family. And, you know, I put into consideration everyone's position. But a perfect example of this was when I called into the show and the gentleman answered, he said, how would you like to have your name announced? And I said, we need for you to announce your name and where you're from. And I said, well, can we make up a name? I said, you know, and that is the perfect example. You know what? I thought about it for a split second and I said, no, I am going against what the universe has started in me. I am going to announce my name and where I'm from. Because this is the time. Now,
I'm encouraging you to say it.
Here.
All right. I would like to encourage you, say your name and where you're from. Speak your truth. And then we're going to go on a short break because I want to go back to something else that you said. How do you feel about that? Would you like to speak your name and where you're from?
Absolutely. I am Marcia from Virginia.
Marcia from Virginia. There you go. You are empowered, woman. Let's take a short break and let's come back because there was something else you said that I want to pick up on. And that's the embarrassment, shame, blame, or guilt about having been married before. I really want to talk about this. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. Thank you for your patience and talk to you in a few.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Hey there, I'm Ricky Schwartz from My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life. How do you know if you're living your life and not someone else's? Here's one way to find out. First, list out your top five core values. For example, mine are empathy, excellence, passion, service, and core values. Then put those core values into short first-person core value statements. In my case, one, empathy powers my relationships. Two, excellence is the goal in all things I do. Three, passion fuels my perseverance. Four, my value is measured by my service to others. And five, core values drive all of my life decisions. Now ask yourself, am I using my core value statements to drive my personal and professional decisions? Maybe not. Maybe you've never even considered doing so. And that's where life coaching begins. Go to myturnlifecoaching.com and let's put your personal core values into your driver's seat.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Hey, it's Burn Bright today, Jennifer J, and I love to hear from you. So call in 1-800-930-2819 or start chatting with me at Burn Bright Today or head over to the website, Burn Bright Today. We've got Marsha on the phone. We're going to be talking with Marsha. I really want to engage with you, Marsha, here just a little bit longer. You spoke about something that really resonates deeply with me, and Confessions of a Holistic Nurse. I'm going to just share publicly. I'm going to speak my truth and be a little bit vulnerable with all millions of people listening right now, that a big part of what I, one of the obstacles moving forward for me to make these big changes in my life and the decision to go ahead and file for divorce back the first week of January of 2019 is I experienced so much blame, shame, and guilt that I had already been married twice before. I got married at the age of 19, pretty much 20 minutes out of high school, wanted a family, needed to have a family, really wanted to have someone that loved me to be by my side because I was on my own since I was 17. And that marriage did not work out. Wonderful person, wonderful family, but we had to move on and do other things for various reasons. Then I married later an IBM executive, which was the Cinderella story until I really got a good taste of what it can be like with someone who has really severe mommy issues, takes it out on you, and that marriage ended. But it brought so many wonderful things. I am in my life today because of the seeds that my second husband planted and taught me. He taught me to raise my own standard of living. And he taught me that I can do it on my own, that I did not need to marry a man to do that. And then of course, this last time I married thought for love, and each time I thought I'd be married forever. So Marcia, I'm glad you're back. And I really thank you for speaking your truth and sharing that you had had some concerns about having been married before. And if you don't mind, could you talk with us a little bit about that? Because I have a feeling you and I are not the only ones out there that have dealt with the embarrassment of having, air quotes, failed marriages.
I'm happy to. You know, in fact, you know, just last night I was having a very long conversation with someone who was expressing the same kind of fear. You know, it's, you know, this was supposed to be the marriage that was supposed to be the better one, right? This was going to be the happily ever after. This was supposed to be, this is the marriage that you spent your life savings to have a big celebration, you know, a big wedding, you know, and, you know, especially if you come from a family with a religious background, you know, if you're, you know, someone in the family who's always being looked up to as an example, all of those things can contribute to this fear you have of making the right decision for yourself. And, you know, I busted through those walls. I busted through the walls of shame, so to speak, and I exposed it for what it is. So I stopped pretending, and I needed to be honest with myself, with my family. I remember the very first time I mentioned to my mom that I wasn't happy. That was my biggest fear. You know, and I do remember saying, wow, I'm going to go through this a second time and my mother is in her 80s. You know, it might kill her. You know, just you know, saying those things, thinking those things. And what I got from her was someone who listened. Mm-hmm. And all this time I was fearful of letting her down. And so, and that's it. The fear is what's holding us back from making the right decisions for ourselves. And it will continue to lead as long as you let it lead. But when I saw the opening, when I felt really deep in my heart that this was it, I took it and I ran with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I still have some ways to go, but once you get this started, everything will start to flow and fall into place. And it's surreal. I never thought that I would get to this point. I never did.
Oh, I know. And thank you so much, Marcia. So much courage to share this vulnerable reality of what you're facing, what I've been through, and what many, many men and women are going through right now. And, you know, as you were talking about facing fear, because it's almost like a coming out, right? We're coming out with our truth. And I talk about this a lot in my first book, but, you know, not just divorce, but other things that we're afraid to do that we know is right for us. And I've shared this many times. I'm completely transparent about my religious practices. I was born and raised in Christianity, and I converted out of the practice of Christianity into a minority religion, a spiritual path called Ekankar. And it is absolutely right for me. I love it. I felt like I had come home, and that was officially like 21 years ago. And I can't even tell you how afraid I was to tell other people. It took me 8 years to tell my little sister. Eight years. And I talk about this in my book, and it finally, the truth always comes out. You know, Elvis Presley had it right. You know, sunshine's the greatest antiseptic, and the truth will come out. And I'll never forget that day. I talk about this in my book. We were working on a project together. She was running a home design business, and we were literally staining brand new flooring, brand new grout in this gorgeous upscale brand new home. And she finally asked, so, you know, what is this religion that you've joined? And And I just, in that, I had that moment of clarity that you just described about saying your name and where you're from. And I'm like, you know, this is it. This is my moment of truth. Either I can like stand in my truth and say, this is right for me, or I'm going to be hiding for the rest of my life. And I just literally said, it's called Eckankar, E-C-K-A-N-K-A-R, primary beliefs are karma and reincarnation. Mm-hmm. And that's all I had to say. And she just went, oh, okay, that's cool. And we went on working like nothing. I mean, nobody called. There was no intervention. You know, the police didn't show up. I wasn't hauled out to jail. You know, the family, you know, was in disarray on other things, but there was no issue with me finally coming out and saying that I had made a big change about my religious practice. And one of the questions I get most often is, okay, so what about Jesus? I mean, you love Jesus. So how does this happen when you don't practice Christianity? And I'm like, well, actually, I never met Jesus in person until years after I had left Christianity. And I've been practicing my spiritual path for years. And now it's like, you know, all of those old thoughts or beliefs or limitations that had been holding me back. I was so afraid that I wouldn't be able to have a relationship with Jesus. And it's like, wow, now I work with him all the time. Any of my clients, I mean, he's not my spiritual guide, but he is on my team of highest consciousness. He's here with me all the time. Archangel Michael as well. Many other resources from heaven are on my team of highest consciousness, as well as my galactic family members. But, you know, my clients that practice Christianity, when we're in client session and we invite their spiritual guides forward, Jesus is a frequent flyer, folks. I have tremendous love and respect for him. And he had a healing ministry. He was actually teaching all of these same spiritual principles, including karma and reincarnation. He's very upfront about it. And he'll be very honest and say a lot of people weren't able to understand at the time during his incarnation what he was teaching. So imagine that. Years later of finally coming out, speaking my truth, and now I tell the world, and I can't even tell you the first time I actually said out loud what my religion is, because, you know, practicing a minority religion, right? Living in the Bible Belt, mm-hmm. right? I don't know what that means to you, but I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, religion has been a really big part of, you know, my life growing up. So, you know, in this case, for me, it wasn't so much that it was a big part of what was, you know, contributing to the fear. For me, the fear was just more, you know, letting people down, worried about, you know, embarrassment, worried about, you know, what people thought. Now, with the exception of my mother, who is an extremely religious person, I knew that would be the angle she would, you know, approach her response. But once I felt the time was right, none of those things really mattered. Because I realized that, you know, the universe is in charge now.
Right.
And, right. And I never felt that before. It's
right.
It's a power and an energy that you cannot ignore.
Right. And I'm so glad you brought that up. We're within the last couple of minutes. The show is just about to end. So I'm so glad what you just said, Marcia, is you're such a bright and shining star. And you're I can feel from your energy, you are such a shining example of the divine feminine and empowerment and courage and making change in your life right now. And I'm so glad what you just said, I think, is key. That the universe really is in charge, because isn't this really about trusting the divine and trusting the universe to have our back, to do what we know is right for us? what I call the greater good of all concern. Because if it's for our greater good of all concern, it is for everyone's greater good of all concern, even if others don't like it or it ruffles feathers. But truly, by putting yourself first, speaking your truth and meeting your needs and protecting yourself and making these changes, it's going to be so exciting to see what changes come into your life in the next little while. We're just about to end the show, but Marcia, do you have a final thing that you'd like to share before we end?
Oh gosh, I am so glad you asked, because I heard Dr. Pat say once, the universe never wants us to fail. And that is the one thing I always keep close. The universe is in charge. It doesn't want us to fail. We have to learn how to listen.
And learn how to learn. It's okay to learn. Listen and learn. Thank you so much, Marcia. I am so glad that you called in today. Call in anytime you want, next weekend too. Burnbrighttoday.com, folks. And thank you, Marcia. And everybody, if you'll post on @BurnBrightToday, I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what questions you have. Let me know what you would like me to talk about. And call in next week. Thank you, Marcia. All right, everyone. Burn bright, my friends. Take care and have a wonderful week. Thanks for listening to Burn Bright Today with me, Jennifer J. Marcinelli, so you can burn brighter tomorrow. Burnout can feel like a heavy cloud hanging over everything you do, but a holistic healing revolution and a life you love is within your grasp. Catch me next Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and to schedule a quantum healing session, visit BurnBrightToday.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.